Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
One of the more underrated benefit of being single is actually not having the need to want to change anybody. And that comes with the satisfaction, like the satisfaction of not depending your happiness based on someone else's actions and feelings. And I think, you know, when we think about the benefit of being in a relationship, you know, companionship, you know, whatever you're into, you know, communication, gifts, whatever, you know, holding somebody, physical touch, quality time, like we think about a lot of those things. But on the flip side of that, when you are single, I think oftentimes we jump into thinking about like independence and, you know, sometimes even like negative stuff right away, like spending too much time alone, feeling lonely, all of that. But like, I truly believe one of the most underrated benefit of being single is this freedom of not depending your happiness on anybody else or wanting to change anybody. Because when you look at couples, and I have even my parents as an example of a couple that I still see struggle with that on a regular basis, where my mom still have wishes where my dad is a certain way, or that he'll change after all these years, that he'll become this person that she wants him to be, when in reality, the chances of that, of ever changing, is like zero to none. And I think oftentimes, like, you know, I think about when you're in a relationship, like there's going to be big things like financial agreement, sexual agreements, like whatever it is, like the, you know, feeling each other, you know, being in the same vibe and all of that stuff, having good communication style. But I think the little things in the relationship counts a lot, like a lot. You know, sometimes when you think about what makes you love Joe, you know, and like what makes your heart, you know, weak, sometimes it is really the little things, and the little things adds up. But the thing is, those little things sometimes don't always last. And when you want the other person to fill your heart all the time, you know, it's this like expectation of sometimes that we want to either like change the other person, fix the other person, or just mold the other person to become the person that we want it to be. And I think anybody that who been in any type of relationship, or even if it's like a one-sided relationship where you like the other person and this person is only like what you want some of the time, but because you've seen that potential, or you like love that potential about that person, you almost like wanted to spend time molding and changing and like developing this person, this character that you want in your head. And the fact that it doesn't come into reality is this constant want and longing of this person's gonna become this person that you want to be. And I've been in relationship, so many relationship, where I had those feelings. You know, if the guy that I'm with, for example, is not, you know, having the same texting style that we used to, you know, I'm a communication person, so I love someone that who, you know, says good morning in the morning, texts me ask me about my day, you know, keep in touch with me throughout the day. That's just how I like to be. And when that person goes out of that, you know, if we're arguing or whatever, even if it's not arguing, that's even worse. I go crazy. You know, I'm like, oh my God, why is this person not acting this way that I expect him to act a certain way? Is this like expectation that we have in relationship of the other person sometimes that I think makes, you know, like makes the relationship work sometimes, but it also makes it not work sometimes. But the thing is though, ladies and gentlemen, when you are single and just not having, and I'm going to use the term burden, that like you don't even feel this burden of, you know, you needing someone else to act or feel or think a certain way for you to have a good day. I mean, it's one of those things where if you know, you know. You know, if you've been in a relationship where, and it could be anything, it could be them texting you, thinking about you, doing something for you, the little acts that they do, you know, whatever, honestly, it is where you have this longing of the other person will do or act or say or whatever, think a certain way of you, for you, whatever, but they don't. You know that ick that you feel, you know that longing feeling that you feel. And most of us that who have been in a relationship or like someone a lot have felt that way one way or another, some days at least. If you're a good relationship, hopefully less days. If you're not in a good relationship, a bad relationship, probably more days. And me being single now, just waking up every single day, not even having a thought of, is that person thinking about me? Why isn't that person texting me? Where is that person right now? And look, maybe I've just been in some messed up relationship that I have to feel that way. If you never even have to feel that way in your relationship, like, congratulations, you're probably one of the few people that are in a good relationship. But you know, for me, as long as I remember, most of the relationship that I have been in, whenever we do get into a fight or not feeling so good, like, those are the type of anxiousness that I feel. It's like, oh my God, you know, we're having a fight right now. He's out partying. Like, what is he doing? Why isn't he texting me? Is he home yet? Like, all of those thoughts, like, now just being single, not even have a second of that come cross my mind of anybody. You know, like, all I need to care about, it's like my family, making sure they're happy and healthy, making sure I'm taking care of myself, making sure I'm taking care of my career, like doing things that I feel like is productive for my time, that fills me up and is bettering my own life, and not having to care about someone else's like that. I don't know, like, it just feels so good. And that freedom of like waking up every single day and just not having to kind of depend your happiness or self-worth, because I did that. Like, I'll tell you, you know, first and foremost, you know, when I was in relationship, I realized how much I look to my partner to validate who I am as a person and my worth. And I never realized how, like, unhealthy it was until I had to stand on my own and validate myself and be that cheerleader for myself. And once I feel that, when you are able to develop in a way where you can be independent and stand on your own and give yourself the validation that you need and, like, be the cheerleader that you need in your life to push yourself to do bigger, better, bolder things, and you live that way, is so enlightening. And I want to share this because I feel like before, when I was very reliant on being in a relationship and sometimes not even caring about the quality of the relationship, I just wanted to not basically be single and alone. Like, I could, like, it was impossible for me to even think that being independent and validating myself would be such a great thing. Or honestly, the thought of even that didn't even come across my mind, because back in the day, for whatever reason, even though I was being dependent on whoever partner like I was with, and I was needing their validation, in my mind, it wasn't quite registering in my mind like those things, if that makes sense. Like, I wasn't like sitting there thinking like, oh my God, you know, I'm so not independent. Like, even though maybe deep down I did know I was not independent, it's not like I was sitting there admitting to myself as I was going through it. Like, I knew I was doing not a good thing in terms of like, it wasn't the right relationship for me, that I knew, but I wasn't thinking about all those great feelings that I would have felt if and when I was independent, because the thought of even being truly single and truly content while being single wasn't even like a possibility in my mind that I thought I would be able to achieve, because I was that afraid to be alone. Had I known like the benefit and the freedom that you would feel when you are single and confident and independent, I don't think I would have stayed in a lot of these relationships and probably wanted to enrich my life and be independent quicker. I'm not saying I regret my relationship, because I think a lot of those experiences helped me also feel like no FOMO. Like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything just because I have dated so much in my 20s that now that I'm in my 30s, I feel like, yeah, okay, like, I know what these, like, giggity butterfly feelings felt like. I didn't know what it means to kind of, like, fall in love, think this, that, date, whatever. So I think it did help me feel like now that in my 30s, even though I'm not dating, like, so single, but I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, been there, done that. So I think it was helpful that I have experienced it, but never in a million years that I ever thought that being single in your 30s as a woman will feel this good. And, you know, having like parents and close friends that I could see how imperfect long-term relationship could be, like marriages and things like that, like in the close distance. Like, look, I think my parents, they're not divorced. They're not the worst, I would say, couple that I know or even understand to know, meaning like, you know, in my books, they're not that bad, you know, of couples, even if they're not my parents. Like, I don't think their relationship is that bad, but they are one of those couples that is like, does a lot of bickering, you know, like constant fighting every like week. And I feel like as they grow older, it becomes worse and worse. I mean, look, older people, couple fights, whatever, right? Like, there could be a lot worse thing, but just being in that close distance, because I'm very close to my parents, like, it, even that in its own, it makes me not look forward to having marriages. And I say this because, I mean, I do believe that your parents and your close relationships, like their relationship, does in a way impact the way you think about relationship. And what I'm trying to say is, look, I know true love do exist out there. And I do believe some people are just very good for one another. They're like match made in heaven. I do believe that. But I do believe those are like smaller percentages. Is like below average, you know, probability that you'll meet somebody like that. Majority of the couples, I feel like, are together for reasons that are not purely about they're good for each other, or that they bring each other up, or like the story of love. Like, I think there are a lot of marriages and long-term relationship that I have not only experienced but seen in close distance that are for reasons that are either financial, or they don't want to be alone, or like dependent type of reason. Like, you're depending on each other for something other than the pureness of just loving the person and wanting to be with a person, and this is just a loving person, then you want to give yourself to the person. It's like not those reasons. And it kind of made me like, you know what I mean? Like, not long for those relationships. And I feel like in this generation, more than ever, I'm a millennial, but I feel like Gen Z also start to realize this. It's just this whole idea of society making us getting married or whatever. Like, it start to, I feel like, becoming freer for it to be more of an option than this high pressure societal thing where, like, you have to get married, you have to have kids, and like that narrative is softening. I don't think we're quite there yet where it's truly gonna be like it's a common thing. Like right now, like, I still feel that there's still a stigma where if I go out there, I'm just meeting new people, new friends, new coworker, whatever that is, and people say, like, are you married, do you have kids, and you tell them, like, no, I don't have kids and I'm single, and they look at you and they know you're like in your 30s. It's like this judgy, you know, feeling. Like, I don't doubt that there's still people that looks at me and think, like, what is wrong with you? You know, something must be wrong with you. The fact that you're in your 30s and you're single and you don't have kids, like, you know, so I feel like that stigma is still there. But in comparison to how it was, you know, 10, 20 years ago, I feel like we are going towards a direction where I think, and I do believe that the narrative of women and men, you know, choosing not to get married and not have kids is going to become more and more common. I mean, when you look around the world, even now in 2024, if you hear about in Japan and Korea and even Asia, the birth rate are going down. Even in the United States are going down right now. If anything, there's, I don't know if you guys hear it, but there's almost like this narrative now, like, at this rate, if we keep continuing at this rate, birth rate's going to go down. I'm not going to get into details of that, but just like the whole idea reflecting like how people are behaving, especially younger people, you know, in their 20s and 30s or even early 40s. I think in general, the option and the choice to live a life basically child-free or be in a relationship, you know, or even a marriage, but choose not to have kids is becoming, you know, more socially accepting in a sense, or at least more women and men are choosing to be in that route. And to be quite frank, like, I love that I'm hearing other creators and people share their experience and their thoughts in going through it. And I feel like this topic of, you know, not wanting to get married or not having kids, honestly, it's still a hard topic to talk to because of so many reasons. People's belief, you know, like, sometimes I hesitate personally when I talk about not having kids or I'm okay. Like, I'm not saying, like, because I am not in a position of not wanting to have kids. I think I'm just okay with not having kids if that's just not what's in the cards for me. Like, if I don't ever find my person, I'm okay to not have kids. But it is hard, I think, to openly to even talk about this sometimes with even my coworkers or friends, like casual friends that I have that I'm not really close with, because I worry about offending them for whatever reason. Like, if they're a mom and they have kids, I feel hesitant sometimes to tell them that, yeah, I wouldn't mind not having kids, or like, I could see my life without kids, you know, because I feel like I might say something wrong to offend them, like, or invalidate them of being a mom and the way they view their job as a mom, even though obviously there's no intent of that at all. But I just think sometimes it is difficult to have these conversations. But this is also why I feel so happy when I hear other people are brave and bold in talking about what they think about it, their experience, and just having their voice out there. Like, sometimes that's really what it is. It's not to say my way is the right way or whatever. It's just, you know, again, just sharing your own experiences and your point of view. And that's also like why I choose to contribute into that narrative, because I do feel that there are benefits too in being single, just like how there are many benefits of also being a mom, being in the marriage, and being in a loving relationship. You know, it's, there's both sides to everything. And I think, as you know, in our society, we index a lot, right, on romance, Disney, right, finding the happily ever after, being with a partner, having somebody all the time, a life partner. Like, I think, like, from a societal standpoint, we indexed a lot on that narrative. And most of us grew up thinking that that was kind of the way and almost the only way to grow up and live. And so, you know, and that's kind of what I was kind of surrounded with as I as I was growing up from, you know, teenage year all the way to my 20s. It wasn't until in the recent years in my 30s that I start seeing the possibility of like, oh, wow, there's this other side of life that even if does not include marriage and kids, that could also be satisfactory and happy. And that was new for me. And I thought it was also very important that people out there see that side of the coin too. Not saying that is the way to go and that's the only way to go, but it's like the other flip side. Because the fact that I did not see that other side of the happiness, it actually made me make decisions, you know, like staying in toxic relationship that like were just not good for me. And I don't think I would have made those choices if I knew that the other side is not scary at all. It's actually like quite happy and bright and like a lot of benefit that could come with it too. So I want to get the story out there because I think there are some of us out there who are in, you know, mediocre relationships or bad relationships. And we choose to stay in these relationships because we feel like our independence and being quote, quote, alone is scary. It's this like negative thing. And I think if more people could share their experiences and like how they see the benefits of being single, I think it will help entice these people that who's worried, you know, about being judged or just their life in general, like what their life is going to be after they become single. Like if more people are shown the other side, I think it encourages people sometimes to make the right decision and what's best for them and be brave and, you know, try to become more independent in, you know, building a life for their own, even if it means without a partner or being childless. And I say this truly because I think if a few years ago when I was going through, you know, breakup and all of that and growing to become independent, like if I knew that side sooner, I really feel like it would have saved me a lot of heartaches and sadness and depression. Because like when I was getting used to being single, I think I did go through maybe a little bit of depression. I don't know if it's like real depression, and I say that in a medical terms, but like, was I sad? Yeah. Was I like unhappy a lot? Yeah. Did I have a lot of anxiety? Yeah. You know, I remember there was a time where I hated weekends. Like that was terrible. Like it was Friday and people was like, oh my God, what are you going to do for the weekend? Like my coworkers, and I'll be like, of course I'll say, you know, whatever, I'm going to do this, do that, hang out. But I had nobody to hang out with because I was just so used to like hang out with whoever, you know, boyfriend I was with, guy, as in like relationship. I didn't have multiple boyfriends at once. I'm just talking about in relationship when I was in the relationship. But like, you know, when I was single, most of my friends been in like either long-term relationship or they're in a relationship or some of them are married. You know, they are not free every weekend to hang out because we're all used to just hang out with our boyfriends, you know. And when I was single, I had nothing to do. And I just remember feeling like the weekends were the worst. Like I hated Fridays because then I had 2 days being completely bored and just makes me think about just how lonely, like that's how I used to feel. Alone is different than being lonely, but I felt lonely, you know, and just felt sorry for myself. And I remember just feeling sad and terrible and alone. And I was so dependent during that time. Like, you know, I love eating out. I still do. But I remember back then, I would not eat out. And I feel so sad because I was like, well, I had nobody to go to. I can't just go eat by myself. But of course, now I do. I even go to the movies by myself. And it is what it is, you know. And I think back then, I just felt like there was a lot of things that I want to do and I couldn't do because I was alone. because I was embarrassed. And so it took me a long, long time to kind of go through that path and then learn to actually love being alone and enjoy my company and that free space and mental space to do and think about whatever the heck I want. That it's not about another boy. It's not about somebody else worrying about what they're doing and all of that crap. It's just thinking about, huh, what do I want to do with my life? What is it that I'm curious about? What do I want to learn more about? What movie do I want to watch? What is the next thing that I want to do to make more money? You know, just like being that free, there's such a big beauty into that that I think some of us really don't realize, you know? Like just having the power to be like, yeah, like I don't need to ask permission. Like, can I go here? Can I do that? Can I buy this? Can I do that? It's like, you do you. You go support you. You go try to enrich yourself. You do all of that. And I think when you have so much time to sit and think and plan, and like, obviously, like, you have to motivate yourself. You have to be able to push yourself because, you know, you can't just let yourself be like a couch potato all the time when you're alone. I mean, I was a little bit, but there's gonna be a time where you're like, okay, that's it. We gotta get going. And that's kind of what I did. I spent a lot of time in the beginning. I read a bunch of books just because that time when I was going through it, I was just feeling like, man, like, why is this happening to me? You know, why are guys unfaithful? You know, like, I was just like, had a bunch of questions on just things that I was curious about. And it helped me relax my mind. And once I think I got all of those out of my system, like just read a bunch of books to kind of get perspectives, then I start spending time on like, okay, what is it I want to do? Like, I honestly had to think that time period, like that darkest time period when I was like going through it and had so much alone time, I like grew the most. Like I mature the most during that time. And I learned so much more about myself. And that was the time that it gave me to feel a lot confident about myself. Like for those who's been following me on this podcast, know about this journey because like that was like the most pivotal moment in my life that I really changed the trajectory of my career and my confidence. Because before then, I feel like even at my job, I relied so much on like my boyfriend validating my ideas. Even for work, I feel like before I even present anything, I need to show my boyfriend first to see if he thinks this is a smart idea. It was crazy, and I didn't even realize how stupid that was that I had to do that rather than just trusting my gut that like, yeah, like this is a good idea. I should talk about it. I should be more vocal about it. Like I wasn't a shy person, but looking back, I'm like, damn, I'm pretty darn like shy and not vocal in the things that I believe in. And I think it really took time. It took time. It took courage. It took me believing in myself and believing in my ideas and doing, you know, to like build up that confidence. But I really feel that when I didn't have anyone else to lean to, and to be honest, I call it in a way distraction too, you know, I didn't have any distraction for someone to pull me away on things that I did want to spend more time in thinking about and investing my time into, I feel like it actually did help. And so, yeah, I mean, I share this because if you are single and you're just kind of maybe not having the best time in your life or not really enjoying the moment, like this is to remind you, like if you don't have anyone you like or miss, just like how great it is really to like wake up and not having a worry on like who's texting me, are they texting me, if they're gonna text me, are, you know, when are they gonna text me. I feel like it's just such a relaxing like feeling to just, you do you. You know what I mean? Like you go chunk your day and not having to worry about if that person's thinking about you. Like there's a really great beauty in that. And of course, like not only if they're thinking about you and just like not even caring if, you know, like changing anybody, like wanting them to do this for you, do that for you, talk to you in a certain way. Like, I don't know, you know, the typical kind of relationship. So at least like my typical kind of relationship stuff, I feel like there's such a beauty in that of like not basically depending your happiness by how someone else would react and talk to you or feel within a certain day. It's like, I don't know, maybe I'm just deal with a lot of losers, but like, you know, just not like if you're in a relationship, you're gonna have bad days, and sometimes your boyfriend or girlfriend's mood is gonna affect your mood. And there's a beauty to like when you're not in a relationship and just not even have to worry and think about that. I don't know, it's actually kind of great. But yeah, I just want to remind those of you out there who either need a reason to be reminded of like why being single is pretty freaking awesome, actually. Or if you're in a relationship and you're like on edge, you're like, darn, this is a struggle. Like, is being single even better? Well, this could be your little kind of intriguing benefit of singleship is actually pretty awesome. So anyway, just thought to share. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.